Western states are all too familiar with restrictions on development because of limited water supply. In the East, the availability of water usually doesn't pose a problem, but a continuing drought and rapid population growth have forced a city in Maryland to stop construction of new housing, and it may signal a future trend for the whole region, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Frederick, Maryland is about an hour's drive north of Washington, if it's not rush hour. With a minor league ballpark and a charming 19th century downtown, the city has much to offer. What it lacks is enough water. There is the Monocacy River, which runs lazily by the edge of town, its banks a haven for birds. The Monocacy had been providing 3 million gallons a day to Frederick until the eastern drought so depleted it, the State Department of Environmental Protection ordered the city to stop drawing from it. A reservoir in the nearby Catoctin Mountains meets the city's current needs, but Mayor Jennifer Doherty says it can't supply a drop more than that. So last month, she ordered a halt to new building permits, saying the city could no longer grow at the rate of the past few years.
I think some residents in the city of Frederick would like to see not one more new house, but that's not practical. And I think they're supportive of the idea of restricted development and planned development, so we know the number. We've looked at about 1,000 units, almost 1,000 units a year on average, residential units for the last 3 years. That seems to be a little bit high. It's more than we can absorb, so we'll scale that back.
While the mayor sees the moratorium as an opportunity to reassess the city's rapid growth rate, needless to say, developers are not crazy about it. The president of the Frederick County Builders Association, Steve Oder, says the halt in new construction has had a major impact on contractors.
Projects have been shut down, and, you know, when you've got an ongoing project, you have staff that are on site, you have salespeople for the models and the builders who are out there, and can't get permits, have to lay people off in order to shut down the development.
On the outskirts of Frederick, the effects of the moratorium are clear. In one subdivision, three bulldozers sit idle in a row next to a field where surveyors' stakes indicate plots for new houses that won't be built anytime soon. Mayor Doherty says she's not out to stop growth, but has little choice.
It is not my desire to shut down the city of Frederick. It is my desire to have a predictable pace of growth. And I think we can do that.
Well, they actually talk about water wars in the West.
Jim Boyd is an economist with the Resources Research Institute, a Washington-based environmental think tank.
I don't think we're actually going to have water wars, but the situation you're seeing in Frederick is evidence of skirmishing and that kind of thing, and we're going to see a lot more of that.
Frederick is not alone. Towns in New Jersey have also halted growth because of scarce water. Boyd says while development politics are local, hydrology is not, and the problem can only be solved on a regional basis.
I don't think that the Washington to New York corridor is going to become like San Diego to Los Angeles, but you already see the formation of intergovernmental bodies that are struggling with this kind of coordination effort.
Already, the states of Maryland and Virginia have argued over rights to draw water from the Potomac River. While allocation issues are part of the big picture, there are smaller issues, too. Economists like Boyd say water prices ought to rise to better reflect demand. Teresa Pirino of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation is lobbying the Maryland legislature to promote water conservation.
The only way you're going to be able to continue to grow in those areas is to be able to really reduce the current water consumption. And so, you know, other business community members and others are recognizing the need to really reduce our rate of consumption drastically if we're going to be able to continue to be prosperous and grow.
Officials in Frederick hope a new pipeline from the Potomac will solve their long-term problems, but it's not expected to go online for several years. In the near term, they're in negotiations with the state to resume pulling water from the Monocacy, and like everyone in the region, they're praying for rain. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Frederick, Maryland.